Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India's military prowess was on full display as the nation celebrated its 78th Army Day, marking a significant milestone in the country's defense history, with the parade being held outside a cantonment for the first time in Jaipur. What makes this significant is that the Chief of Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, presided over the ceremony with the theme, Year of Networking and Data Centricity, signaling the Indian Army's transition towards AI-enabled, network-centric warfare with integrated battle management systems. This theme reflects the Indian Army's strategic priorities for the year, focusing on network-centric warfare and data centricity. First, let's delve into the history and significance of Army Day. 15th January is celebrated annually as Army Day in India, marking the day in 1949 when Field Marshal K.M. Karyappa took over as the first Indian Commander-in-Chief of the Indian Army from General Sir Francis Butcher, the last British CNC. This represented the full Indianization of the Army's command structure after independence. 2026 marks the 78th Army Day, three quarters of a century of an independent Indian Army command. The Army Day Parade has historically been held at Karyappa Parade Ground, Delhi Cantonment. However, since 2023, the parade has been rotated to different states to showcase the Army's connection to all regions. The parade was held in Bengaluru in 2023, Lucknow in 2024, Pune in 2025, and Jaipur in 2026. Notably, the 2026 parade was held on Mahal Road, from Akshay Patra Circle to Bombay Hospital, marking the first time it was held outside a cantonment in Jaipur. Now, let us turn to the theme of the 2026 Army Day, Year of Networking and Data Centricity. This theme reflects the Indian Army's strategic priorities for the year. Network-centric warfare, or NCW, requires seamless, real-time information sharing between soldiers on the ground, command posts, aerial platforms, and satellite systems. A networked army means soldiers with wearable devices transmitting location, health data, and situational awareness, artillery and missile systems with digital firing solutions, command posts receiving live drone feeds and satellite imagery in real time, and enemy signal intercept feeding instantly into electronic warfare systems. Data centricity is also crucial, as every sensor, weapon system, and communications device generates data. An army that can collect, process, and act on this data faster than the enemy has a decisive advantage. This is the conceptual basis of what the US calls JAT2, or Joint All Domain Command and Control. India's equivalent is the Integrated Battle Management System, or IBMS, a project to link all army sensors and weapons into a common operational picture. The Indian Army has several key digital transformation programs in place, including the Army Cloud, a secure, military-grade cloud for all defense applications, the Combat Readiness Assessment System, which enables real-time tracking of unit readiness, AI-enabled predictive maintenance, which flags vehicles and weapons for maintenance before breakdown using sensor data, and Project Sangam, which integrates multiple communication networks into a single resilient mesh. The 78th Army Day Parade also showcased various weapons and systems, including legacy platforms such as the BrahMos supersonic cruise missile and the Pinaka MBRL, as well as new and emerging systems like the Shaktiban medium-power ground-based laser weapon, counter-drone systems, and robotic platforms. The parade also displayed India's drone and UAV ecosystem, including surveillance UAVs and attack UAVs. General Upendra Dwivedi, the 30th Chief of Army Staff, has played a significant role in shaping the Indian Army's modernization priorities. Prior to becoming COS, he served as Vice Chief of Army Staff and has experience in counterinsurgency operations in Jammu and Kashmir and the Northeast. Under his tenure, the Army has accelerated the integrated battle groups concept, pushed for faster indigenization in ammunition, light vehicles, and infantry weapons, and advanced the Army's artificial intelligence roadmap. The Army Day celebrations also included the presentation of gallantry and institutional awards, including the Sena Medal, which is conferred on individual soldiers for acts of conspicuous bravery or devotion to duty in the face of the enemy. The Bravest of the Brave award was conferred on the 8 Assam Rifles, the oldest paramilitary force in India. Now, let us turn to the broader context of India's military modernization. The 14th Finance Commission era challenge has seen India's defense budget as a percentage of GDP decline from around 3% in the 1980s to around 1.9 to 2.0% in 2025-26. Despite this, capital expenditure for new equipment purchase has grown, with the defense budget for FY26 allocated at 6.21 lakh rupees crore, with a capital expenditure share of around 27%. The modernization allocation is 1.72 lakh rupees crore for capital acquisition. Indigenization has been a key focus area, with defense imports declining from 60 to 70% of all defense procurement in 2014 to around 40% in 2025. Private sector defense companies now hold major army contracts for vehicles, small arms, and ammunition. The positive indigenization list has 509 items, which are imports prohibited, and only domestic procurement is allowed. The Northern Front imperative, following the 2020 Galwan Valley clash and the Eastern Ladakh standoff, has fundamentally changed India's army modernization calculus. The new priorities include high-altitude warfare capability, long-range precision fires, counter-UAV systems, and integrated battle management systems. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the key facts and dates, such as Army Day, 15th January, the 78th Army Day, and the theme, Year of Networking and Data Centricity. For mains, evaluate the significance of the theme for Indian Army modernization and discuss the key challenges in implementing network-centric warfare at India's scale. Also, consider how the Eastern Ladakh standoff has changed India's army modernization priorities. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The 78th Army Day was celebrated on 15th January 2026 in Jaipur, with the theme, Year of Networking and Data Centricity. The Chief of Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, presided over the ceremony. The Army Day Parade has been rotated to different states since 2023, with the 2026 parade being held outside a cantonment in Jaipur for the first time. The Indian Army has several key digital transformation programs, including the Army Cloud, the Combat Readiness Assessment System, and Project Sangam. The parade showcased various weapons and systems, including the BrahMos supersonic cruise missile and the Pinaka MBRL. The CE-20 engine generates a thrust of 200 kN. The BrahMos missile has a range of 300 km and can operate at Mach 2.8. The Pinaka MBRL has a range of 45 to 90 kilometers and can fire 12 rockets in 44 seconds. The Shaktiban medium-power ground-based laser weapon is designed for counter-UAV missions. The Indian Army's drone and UAV ecosystem includes surveillance UAVs and attack UAVs, such as the Heron TP and the Tapas BH. The Sena Medal is conferred on individual soldiers for acts of conspicuous bravery or devotion to duty in the face of the enemy. The Bravest of the Brave award was conferred on the 8 Assam Rifles, the oldest paramilitary force in India. The defense budget for FY26 is allocated at 6.21 lakh rupees crore, with a capital expenditure share of around 27%. The modernization allocation is 1.72 lakh rupees crore for capital acquisition. The positive indigenization list has 509 items, which are imports prohibited, and only domestic procurement is allowed. In conclusion, the 78th Army Day celebrations marked a significant milestone in India's defence history, with the theme, Year of Networking and Data Centricity, reflecting the Indian Army's strategic priorities for the year. The Indian Army's modernization priorities, including network-centric warfare, data centricity, and indigenization, will play a crucial role in shaping the country's defense capabilities in the years to come.